It is 8:32 this morning here on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. Our Ask the Experts here every Friday morning at 8:30. Corey Cummings from Mitchell Roofing and Siding joins us. Also, Kevin here as well. Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. How are you this morning?
Very good. Corey Cummings, Mitchell Roofing and Siding here. How long have you guys been in business? And again, Mitchell Roofing and Siding, kind of what's your footprint?
We've been doing it right here in Mitchell since 2001. We started here in 2001. Been doing construction my whole life, but absolutely love the state of South Dakota. I came from Wisconsin, and this is where we're at nowadays.
And how far do you kind of go out? Sioux Falls, Chamberlain? What's kind of the radius?
No, we work the whole state. Done some work up in Wyoming, over Wyoming, and up in North Dakota, but mostly the whole state. Rapid City, we've been up in Eureka this year, over by Milbank, all the way down by Sioux City.
And Kevin, how long have you been involved?
Going on about a month and a half now with Corey.
Are you from the area, from the region too?
Originally from Arizona.
Okay.
But just like Corey, fell in love with Mitchell,
South Dakota. There you go.
Chased a girl here, I think.
There you go. So Corey Cummings, again, the entire state here, Mitchell Roofing and Siding. Just kind of going through some of the questions we got here with our Ask the Experts. How quickly can you react? Let's say, hail, storm, something comes up. Obviously, that's something that happens each and every year around this part. How quickly can you get going that next day, and how busy do things get?
I've been there in the dark the night of the hailstorm, tarping up roofs and taking care of holes and vents, things like that. And that's one of the deals we really take a lot of pride in. You call us and we show up on time every time. That's what we do.
And also one of the more interesting questions that came in, does the insurance company, can they drop you if they file a storm claim? How does that work as far as the insurance is concerned?
No, it's not generally a storm claim. What you're going to find if hail comes through or tornado or something comes through is you're going to have a lot of people in one area that are going to file claims. So whether you file your claim or whether you don't, your rates will probably go up some, and they have to do that just to get the rates out where they should be when there's a lot of claims in that area. It's more if you're filing a lot of claims for little water damage or something gets stolen or a broken door. Most of these insurance companies are pretty good, and if it's something God created, catastrophe, they're pretty good about it.
Ask the Experts here this morning. Corey Cummings, also Kevin joining us from Mitchell Roofing and Siding. If somebody contacts you, who's going to be their contact? Is it going to be you or somebody else on that project?
You call in, you're going to talk to Mr. Beaver Miller on the phone, and he's going to set you up with one of my qualified sales guys. I'm on as many jobs as I can be on. Like I say, I don't just stand behind my work. I stand on it, but I can't get on them all. So I got some great guys out there, well-trained, good professionals, going to come out and give you a written estimate. We don't charge anything for an estimate. And then go through the options. There's a ton of options for siding, windows, gutters, and roofing. You can go a lot of different ways for roofing. We do some financing deals. So we'll answer any questions you got and try to lead you in the right direction.
How big of a crew do you have? Multiple jobs at the same time? How many people are we talking here?
I got like 180, 184 guys working for me. And most of them are 6 to 8 man crews on bigger jobs. If it's a real steep deal or an apartment complex, we can put 2 or 3 crews together. I tried to knock most of these jobs out in a day. It's kind of a loud process. Mm-hmm. We start early in the morning pounding and generators and compressors running. So people get real frustrated when you're out working on their roof for 3, 4, 5 days in a row. Yeah. So generally we're in the morning and cleaned up real good and out of there by nighttime.
Kind of goes to one of the questions that we did get to. What hours do you work? Pretty much you want to get in as early and as late as possible, get that job done.
All of them. All the hours we can. Anytime the sun lights up, we're working. While it's warm, because in the wintertime, you just don't want to put a roof on in the winter unless it's an emergency or you absolutely have to. So we have to work our 12 months in a 7-month time period.
Corey Cummings here with the Mitchell Roofing and Siding. Ask the Experts this morning. It is 8:35 on KOR, and that leads me into the next one. As far as winter projects, you say you don't want to do that. What are kind of the limitations, whether it's temperature or weather, on what you can do?
It's a few things. The weather itself, just being cold, it's more difficult to work. You have to, cutting the shingles, they're supposed to be pliable, and it's real hard to cut them. They have to seal down, so you want to have some sunshine and at least 50 degree days. We're coming up on daylight savings here. Yep. So a lot of times, anything on the east side of your house, by the time that sun gets over your house and it gets warmed up on the west side, the east side doesn't really get any sun and it won't seal down. So unless we absolutely have to do it, I don't like to do any roofing when it's under 45 degrees.
Ask the Experts here, Mitchell Roofing and Siding in studio this morning here on KORN. Any licenses required to work on a house? Any state licenses? What's that whole process?
Boy, I sure wish Kevin would stop talking so much over there. The state, it's a right-to-work state, so there's some cities, Sioux Falls, you have to take a test to get your license. Mitchell here, you don't have to, but you need to, you need to pull a permit. And Mr. John Higgs, the city inspector, he doesn't come inspect every roof, but he'll be driving around to see what you're doing. Rapid City, again, you take a test up in Aberdeen. I remember taking the test. You don't really have to get a license. You just get registered with the state, which doesn't, that's not always my favorite part. You can bring any Tom, Dick, and Harry or Yahoo can come in here and work without having any real good credentials or whatnot. Make sure you have somebody that has, if it's not us, that they have insurance, that they've, ask around, ask the lumber yards, what kind of reputation they have. Because we give a 25-year labor warranty, and okay. I've heard a lot of guys given a 10 and 10 warranty, either 10 steps or 10 seconds, whichever one comes first. So you got to be careful with those taillight warranties.
So yeah, warranties on the work, you said 25 years, and if repairs are needed, just give you a call as well?
Yeah, we can do, we do them all. We do apartment complexes and hotels, motels, and we do dog houses. So I'm not afraid to turn anything, we don't turn anything down. I'm not afraid to do everything.
And Kevin, you're in studio here as well. What's been your favorite part of the job, or how much experience have you had here just in the past month or so?
Well, I'm glad I get a chance to talk here now. Corey's been taking the spotlight. I have some experience doing construction in the summer. Summer job for college. Went to Dakota Westland.
Okay.
And then I just had family this summer. Kevin, you got to get in sales. You got to start doing this and that. And then my girlfriend actually, one of Nathan... Corey's good friend Nathan kind of mentioned Corey to me.
Okay.
You've got a brand new 4-month-old baby.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Congratulations on that.
So, took a shot, and Corey took a shot with me, and been one of the best decisions I've made. So,
how the process just getting hold of you, maybe if people are looking for work or if they have experience in this type of work?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's getting late in the year, so it's kind of tough to really tell anybody I can give them a real shot at a decent job throughout the year, just because the winters are long, we don't make a whole lot of money in the winter. But when springtime comes around and we have a lot of positions open, Kevin will tell you, we go through a pretty vigorous training process just so they know the ins and the outs, and then a lot of on-field training. But whether it's a door knocker or a roofing guy or a repair guy, and always a sales guy, just learning how to give an estimate and what to tell the people and how to answer the questions right. I'm a local guy here, so I want to hire as many local people as I possibly can.
Mitchell Roofing and Siding here. I ask the experts every Friday morning at 8:30 on KORN. Kevin, what were some of those things to train and to get to get ready to join Mitchell Roofing and Siding?
Well, there's a pretty decent sized booklet I had to go through, and then I kind of shadowed Corey for a week or two around there, and just knowing what to say to the homeowner if they have questions. My first house I went to, they just kind of hammered me.
Bunch of questions?
Yeah, with different questions, and then trying to follow Corey. Corey's one of the best talkers I know here, so I called him, and then he's like, well, you could have said this and that. And told him I got to start bringing a notepad with me for every response he has.
There you go.
But the training videos, lots of videos in the book, I had to get through that. So it was about a week or two of just that, and then finally being able to shadow Corey for a bit.
There you go. Mitchell Roofing and Siding in studio this morning. It's 8:40 on KORN. Let's focus on some siding now, different types of siding, vinyl, metal, wood, brick, stone. Advantages, disadvantages to each.
Some of them are more cost effective than others. If we're just looking to get rid of some old siding, you look down to the left, you look down to the right on your block, and you realize that you're the ugliest house out there. Sometimes you decide, hey, maybe it's time we do something. To get away cheap, a vinyl siding still is a good siding. And there's nothing wrong with vinyl siding. You'll get some fading. Obviously, for hail and things like that, it can chip, it can break. But you can also replace a piece here or there. Steel siding is a little bit more pricey. Lasts forever. I mean, steel siding is great, but you're going to have a kid's going to knock his handlebar into it, or a rock's going to come out of the lawnmower and get a dent in it. That's just something you got to deal with for life. The new, the greatest and best stuff out here now is this LP, Louisiana Pacific siding. It's a compressed board.
Okay.
Kind of looks like a chipboard, but there's more to it than that. This stuff is very durable. You can get a 50-year paint warranty on it. And I don't know, but if you're anything like me, I'd rather help you move or bury a dead body than paint. So I really enjoy the 50-year paint warranty. You can hit this stuff with a hammer. Again, not hail-proof, but it is very, very resistant to a lot of damage. And it's a great look.
Have there been big changes like that in the past couple of years? Just more durable things, cheaper things, things that are just going to last longer?
Yeah, you know, the thing of it is when stuff comes out, that first 10-year practice period, you never know. Like when Masonite came out, it was the mm-hmm. best stuff since sliced bread, and then, you know, it all rotted out and you had problems with it. So some of the stuff's a trial and error type of deal, but like I said, this LP siding is real good. Any kind of steel or aluminum siding is something, you know, for the longevity and, mm-hmm. and what you're going to, how long you're going to have it on the house for. Those are some real good products. And then you can fancy it up, you know, with a lot of decorative deals on your gables, or maybe, like you said, some brick on the front, mm-hmm. or, you know, wrap those pillars. You can do a lot of things with metal. Again, I don't like to paint, so if I had any wood, I'm going to put some metal around it and continue to look at that without painting it every few years.
Also, what telltale signs of roof trouble? Maybe, you know, it's not leaking, it still looks good from the ground, but once you get up there, how can people tell that it's time for a replacement? Got to go shingles, the whole deal.
Well, when you go to make supper and it's raining out and all your pots and pans are laying around the house trying to catch water coming through, that's always a good sign that you might need a roof. If you got shingles flapping up in the air every time you hear the wind blowing, if shingles are flapping, discoloration, curling, cracking, those are all real good signs that that you're gonna need a new roof sometime. A lot of people ask me, Corey, what's the roof going to cost and how long mm-hmm. is the roof going to last? And again, the cost really depends on your location.
Size and everything.
Yeah, the size, the pitch. Pitch is always a factor. And then the cost, again, a lot of these shingles, you can go real expensive and try to outdo, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, outdo the neighbors. Honestly, just a certain
shingles
cheap landmark,
a shingle.
Yep, a 30-year shingle. If it's installed correctly, nailed correctly, the right products, there's no reason that you won't get 50, 60 years, or like I like to say, until the next hailstorm.
There we go. That always happens. Again, wrapping up here with Corey Cummings and Kevin from Mitchell Roofing and Siding. Once you get that new roof on, maybe some new siding as well, what's the best way to go about cleaning, maintaining that? Whether it's, you know, if you got that metal siding, just some simple water every now and then, maybe a power washer. How can people go about preserving this new work?
Well, you know, as a homeowner, you have that responsibility just to get up and check on your, you know, what you have for your investment in a home. Cleaning out your gutters is a big thing. Mm-hmm. People call me and their roof's leaking behind the soffit or something, you know, whether I did it or didn't do it. And you get there and there's, you know, trees growing up out of their gutters and water's running back into the roof. And you got to kind of look at them funny and, you know, what do you think the problem right here, yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner? You know, so that cleaning out the gutters is a big deal. And then just, you know, once in a while, maybe 3-4 years, maybe go up there and make sure silicone's holding up. You want to silicone any exposed nails, or if you're doing siding, you want to make sure the silicone or the around the windows there near your... Boy, I'm liking a word here. Not too often I can't find a word, Kevin. Silicone's a good word that, you know, just the homeowners have some responsibility. Or give us a call. I mean, word of mouth is our best advertising. Generally, if you got some questions, you either give us a call, we'll answer them for you. Or if you're anywhere nearby, either me or one of my qualified sales guys stop by and answer some questions for you and don't charge you anything. But you can feel free to spread some advertising out there, because like I said, word of mouth advertising is the best advertising we have going for us.
Mitchell Roofing and Siding joining us in studio here. Ask the Experts. It's every Friday morning at 8:30. Again, people want to contact you, phone numbers, websites, Facebook, anything. Again, if they see you, say hi. What's the best way to
you
get
bet.
That done?
Mitchell Roofing's got a website, MitchellRoofingSD.com. Nowadays, you know, what it is like you just said, you get on and you don't buy toilet paper without looking at a review nowadays.
Yeah, right.
We got a deal going on. We're giving away a luxury golf cart. Jeff from Mitchell here, he's a teacher. I bought one of these things. They're awesome. They go like 28 and a half miles an hour. Got doors on them, air conditioning, heat, windshield wipers. We're giving one of these away in June, and you can either use our services by letting us do a roof or a siding job for you, or you can get on and leave us some kind of, preferably a favorable review, and we will put your name in the drawing. So if you can get on Better Business Bureau or Angie's List or something like that, website, leave us a good review, and you will instantly be put into the drawing for June to win this luxury golf cart. And this thing, guys, is fantastic.
It's
kind of
like
a little clown car, but it is neat.
It's almost like a little truck almost.
Yeah, it is. And if you look on our Facebook page, we have some pictures of it on there. Somebody's going to win it, and there's going to be maybe a few thousands. You got a pretty good chance. There's a lot of places to leave a review. So if you get on and leave reviews in 4 or 5 places, you'll get your name in there 4 or 5 times.
There you go. Check it out. Mitchell Roofing and Siding, Facebook pages, all that stuff. phone numbers as well as websites as well. Yep. Kevin, Corey in studio here, guys. Thanks for coming down today.
You betcha. And no same local number we've had for over 15 years, 996-8648. And people like to hear it, so I'll say it one more time. I'm Corey. I'm the owner. And I don't just stand behind my work. I stand on it.
There you go. Check it out. Mitchell Roofing and Siding. If you missed anything here this morning, you can check it out on our website. We'll post it up here before 9 o'clock. Ask the Experts every Friday morning on KORN.